This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. A Central Coast elementary school is officially opening its doors for classes Monday after nearly 2 weeks of closure. The San Gabriel Elementary School campus closed earlier this month after threatening letters and a hazardous liquid were left on it. The Atascadero Unified School District says it can safely welcome hundreds of students back to school. Final lab results show no harmful substances were detected on campus, but the investigation continues. Officials are still following leads and having evidence processed by the FBI. Atascadero Police Chief Gerald Haley says they're looking forward to getting information back from the Bureau.
The school being open or not being open really doesn't affect the actual police investigation. It has a lot more to do with whether the campus is safe and whether the school district feels that they can safely bring kids, faculty back on to the campus and do it in a safe manner.
Chief Haley says officials tested for substances related to the chemical found on campus. They remain unsure what that chemical is.
We're being very cautious about releasing information that might be false. And at the same time, we have an active ongoing investigation, and there's some information that we're not releasing just because it's pertinent to the investigation.
The district and law enforcement have provided 24-hour monitoring of the campus since the event. Chief Haley says their continued presence is to reassure students and parents it's safe. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.